it was our first opportunity to engage face to face with them, and you know, they heard our concerns. We highlighted again the concerns that had been raised by the cancer care group and by other, you know, by other people and other airport users in relation to the proposed timetable change. We highlighted those concerns again to them, and you know, we asked for an update on where they're at in their negotiations with the airline. So we were advised that they've been engaging with the airline over the past number of weeks, and that they'll continue to do so, and that they hope to conclude that process within a week or two. Obviously then, if there's a new proposal put forward by the airline, the department officials will have to do due diligence on that and then make a recommendation to the minister on how to proceed.
What impact do you believe that this new schedule might have on passenger numbers, excluding those going to or returning for medical treatment?
The afternoon flights were the highest for tourism, so a lot of passengers making connecting flights in through Dublin Airport. The timetable allowed them to connect from early morning right up until about 11:50. So, you know, we had connections coming from the US, from Europe, from, you know, worldwide, basically a lot from the UK. The new timetable just doesn't facilitate that. And again, on the flights out at night time, landing back into Dublin at 9:30 at night, that timetable only serves the immediate Dublin market. It doesn't serve any connecting flights.